This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network, and I am your crippled host tonight, Mike the Birdman Dog. Today is Saturday, August 2nd, 2014. Number one, I realize it's not Friday, and number two, I didn't put out an episode last week. I am tremendously sorry. I was planning on it, but the pain in my knee was just unbelievable. In fact, this is actually one of the few days I've actually gotten out of bed in the last, like, 2 weeks. It's pretty bad. So, in short summary, last time I was at Com Bravo, I slipped and fell coming out of the shower, and I almost tore every ligament in my left knee, which means terrible things if things don't heal properly. And I've been virtually immobile since then, so that's why content's been a little slow coming out. I am, I think, getting better, but there may be some doctors being involved in the future. I find out in a month when I meet with my doctor, and hopefully nothing will happen to the Birdman, like my wings getting clipped. So, we'll see, but I do apologize. That, and today's episode is late because we had a really bad set of weather today in southern Ontario. In fact, this is one of the more active summers I can recall in a long time. There were, like, funnel clouds spotted outside Alliston, near where I live, near Toronto. It was hailing here at one point today. So I'm thinking, alright, that's the apocalypse, and that's cool, but I have deadlines. So it's finally clear now, though we're supposed to get more rain overnight, so I'm going to do it now while there's a break in the weather. So, what are we going to be talking about this week? Well, I have several different news items. One of them I want to be talking about involves GameStop. One is involving Rogers Communications, which is a pretty big deal up here in Canada. We're also going to be talking about India's answer to Google Glass, a ghost attack, which is tremendously interesting. And lastly, I want to believe in what happened in Toronto last week. And kind of an opinion piece slash news piece that I found involving a federal employee giving his anti-nuclear opinion despite the fact working at Los Alamos, which is a nuclear testing facility. So let's start off with the really heavy stuff, and then I'll get into, I don't know if I'd call it light, but a little bit more of the I'm not sure whether you want to believe this. So for 17 years, there was this man named James Doyle, and he was a nuclear policy specialist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. So early last year, he wrote an article which appeared in the journal Survival, Global Politics and Strategy, and that was published by the International Institute for Strategic Studies in the UK. And the article he wrote was called Why Eliminate Nuclear Weapons? And it wasn't some, the government sucks and I don't like this and blah, blah, blah. The guy has a background in nuclear politics and why we should have them or why we should not have them. And he wrote, and I'm actually going to read this verbatim so you guys can kind of get a handle on this. Obama said in Prague that the elimination of nuclear weapons might not be achieved in his lifetime. But in 2045, 34 years from now, when Obama will be 84, will mark the 100th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Japan. 3.5 decades is time enough for the world to transition away from the ideology of nuclear deterrence and to dismantle the system of nuclear forces deployed in the name of national defense. Each passing year will bring the need to support Obama's vision of a world free of nuclear weapons more sharply in the focus. The international community has the opportunity to honor the memory of the victims of Hiroshima and Nagasaki by eliminating nuclear weapons from the arsenals of the world within a century after they were unleashed. And, you know, it's not like this guy has been this stance isn't radical, really, but there's a lot of people who disagree with this dude. Most notably, people like Henry Kissinger, Robert McNamara, and Graham Alliston have said, they have called working towards nuclear ablation, or whatever, I can't pronounce that word, now that the Cold War is over. But anyway, this guy has been working as a contractor at Los Alamos, which gets about $2 billion annually to support activities that include research, design, and development of nuclear weapons. So, evidently, he pissed somebody off. And so he didn't write this article on company time. He wrote it at home on his home computer. But evidently, this is a huge no-no. But he's like, you know what? I should probably let someone know that I'm writing this. So he gave it to his superiors, and they went through, basically, is this cool? Is there anything here that I'm saying that is classified? And, basically, they're like, nope, nothing here that should be, you know, of concern. However, he published this on February 1st, 2013. About a week later, his senior managers wanted everything this guy ever wrote, going all the way back to 1997 when he joined the laboratory. So something like 100 articles. Evidently, this was made by someone at the House Armed Services Committee. And evidently, not good, basically. So this guy basically started going over his stuff. And they're like, you're sharing classified information. And they even had other people take a look at it. Most namely, the Los Alamos' classification officer. And they reviewed them for anything. And they reviewed everything. And they couldn't find any secret information in the article. So evidently, this Daniel Gerst said, you know what? There's classified shit in there. He overruled these people that said, no, there's nothing there. And the article was classified and tried to get it withdrawn from publication. So, flash forward to earlier this month, this guy was fired on July 8th, 2014. And Los Alamos said it was that he was being let go as part of a program of layoffs. And no one wants to respond to this. Basically, they're like, we'd like an unofficial statement on this, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. That's kind of weird. Now that this guy is out looking for work, he said, I pursued a career in national security with the motivation of improving the national security policy of my country. And there's nothing conflicting in advocating the elimination of nuclear weapons and maintaining the security of the United States. I guess the main reason I kind of brought this up this week as a nerd news, thing, nuclear war sucks. I mean, we've all seen what happens with, you know, the Terminator and countless other sci-fi dramas, and obviously no one wants a nuclear winter. And the parts of the article that were quoted, nuclear weapons kind of lost their punch. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to use them outside of like a rogue state, like maybe North Korea. I could see India and Pakistan maybe flipping out. But as a whole, I don't see a lot of people using it anymore. I think something much, much goddamn worse is going to come out. And, you know, I think there's a lot we could do instead of having nukes. We're not in the Cold War anymore. And I don't know, maybe someone much smarter than me can tell me why we should have these weapons at the ready, but I don't know why the hell we need, like, thousands when evidently, like, five would get the job done, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. I'm not trying to get super political, but paint a picture for me if you think that is sort of interesting. The next one that I want to talk about, this one's kind of weird. The GameStops in the city of Philadelphia are going to start fingerprinting people that trade and use games. And this is sort of a anti-theft measure because in Philadelphia, certain locations in the city, not in the suburbs, GameStop is considered a pawn shop because you can trade it for cash or credit or whatever. And this has been in effect for about a month. And this came down from corporate. So the reason they're doing it is they want to be able to track theft. And this is at the request of the Philadelphia Police Department. And you know what? I can't see a big problem with this. It's a big deal. You scan your thumbprint, whatever. If you didn't steal the shit, why do you care? And there are 10 states that do that. They have these enhanced security measures for like pawn shop that require businesses to meticulously detail gaming habits of their customers and share that information with police. It's weird though. Just the fact that they're going this far with it. I mean, I guess if you, someone files a report says, hey, yeah, someone stole my Xbox One with, like, a copy of Titanfall and whatever. All right, if something like that gets traded into a GameStop, that's a little suspicious. I could see that. Or kind of like how the Game Chasers got their shit stolen coming up to the convention a few weeks ago. Having that information might be really useful. If these guys go to try and take it to a GameStop or whatever, they're not going to go trade in Little Samson the GameStop, I quite assure you. But having a pawn shop have records of people doing this, but I don't know. It's kind of weird. Now, most cities just require a driver's license or other piece of state ID that says you are who you say you are. Even up here in Canada, when I trade in games, I have to give them the whole kind of rigmarole, like, hi, here's my driver's license, health card, and my native status card, blah, blah, blah. It makes sense to me. It kind of wouldn't surprise me if this spreads out into other GameStops. Like you said, I can see this as a really good thing to deter theft, but honestly, if you're looking to make a quick buck, you're probably better off doing it on Craigslist or Kijiji, but then again, the police will be watching there too, so I don't know, because trade credit at GameStop sucks. So, think of this what you will, my fine friends. Moving on to my next story. As you guys know, I'm a huge wrestling fan, or have been since January, and we don't have the WWE Network in Canada. Well, that's kind of changing. Rogers Communications, which owns a bunch of radio stations, TV stations, pretty much the NHL beginning, I think, this year or next year up here in Canada for broadcast rights. They made a 10-year historic broadcast and multimedia agreement, which means Rogers is now the exclusive distributor through 2024. And what that means, stuff you see on Sportsnet and another channel that's coming out on Channel 512, which is the WWE Network via TV, so not the app, you get all the things that is currently being broadcast on there. So you get the live stream of what's going with limited access, as far as I know, to the WWE app. So you wouldn't be able to search for stuff per se, but you can access it directly through your remote control. So as far as I understand, this was the idea what they wanted to do with the WWE Network. And I think they've put a petition in to the CRTC to have the app come to Canada. Although you can pay for this service as part of your cable package. And I think it's like $11 a month. Here's the thing. I think it's much better, and this is my opinion. I do not advocate doing this, but this is what I do, for example. I use a VPN, which is a virtual private network. And that means I can change my IP to access region-locked content. If I'm paying for it, I want everything. And with the WWE Network, I prefer being able to access this across my PS4, my other network devices, and on my computer. Because I find accessing stuff on demand through television is slow, and I find it's just more reliable through other technological means. So I kind of hope Canada gets the app as it should be, because you do get some pretty cool stuff through there. And, you know, I'd much rather pay $9.99 a month than $11.99 a month. I know it's only $2 or $3, but who gives a shit? Money's money, and you want to save it. So, beginning August 12th, like I said, you get this exclusive preview of the WWE Network content. It'll be available on Rogers Channel 512. And you can get this from cable, satellite, and IPTV providers across Canada. So there you go. That is kind of neat. I'm kind of excited for more people to talk about the network because WWE just released some numbers relating to the network. And as you know, whenever they do a Raw or SmackDown, like, well, JBL, did you know, blah, 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 WWE, well, Michael Cole, blah, 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 Jerry Lawler, blah, 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 blah. And it's basically, it's like talk, wrestle, network, repeat. And it's over and over again. And the WWE needs more people to subscribe to it so they can make the money back. They actually just had another round of cutbacks, and they're losing money. And there's only 700,000 subscribers to the network. And they lost 128,000, I think, between April and now. People that didn't renew their six-month subscription. I'm one of the people that did. I'm gladly in for this for the long haul. And I really hope they don't cancel this thing. I guess the big thing will be the pay-per-views and WrestleMania when that happens next March or April. So, I don't know. I really hope it keeps going. I think it's a wonderful bit. I love their original programming, like Legends House. And having access to all those documentaries is really neat. So, there's a little bit of information involving wrestling, Canada, and you. Moving on to my next story. This is actually kind of cool. So, you can't buy Google Glass in India, or at least not yet. So, they got this weird thing called the Smart Shoe. What's the Smart Shoe, you might ask? Well, there's this company called Desair Technologies Private. And they're starting to sell in September these Bluetooth-enabled Lachelle shoes for like about $100 or more. And the shoes sync up with a smartphone app that uses Google Maps and will vibrate to tell users when and where to turn to reach their destination. So you just tell your phone where you want to go, you put this in your pocket, and the buzzing in your shoe will tell you, do you go left or do you go right? This is actually incredibly damn cool. That they have this thing going. This would be really good for people that are visually impaired. And India, where this technology is coming from, has more than 285 million. That's a lot of people. And I could see this being used for joggers or mountain bikers or anybody else who likes to do the great outdoors. Hell, this would be really awesome for geocaching because you can plug in actual coordinates into it too. So I don't know. I think that's incredibly neat that they've done this. Now this all started out from two guys who worked in the US in 2011. And now they've got 50 people working on this thing. So I don't know. The founder of the company, Crispian Lawrence, 30, says, the shoes are a natural extension of the human body. You will leave your house without your watch or wristband, but you'll never leave your house without your shoes. It's not, he's not wrong. I think this is actually tremendously cool. I mean, one of the things that when I'm looking for places and the odd time I actually am walking around, it would be nice to have something that would tell me, okay, go here, go there, whatever. And with me not having to pull up my phone every 5 minutes. This is kind of cool. Now, I'd like to know, I'm presuming this will be available on Android and iPhone. So, I don't know. I'm really looking for those. I think this is actually kind of cool. And I really hope it's successful. So, I hope you can get these Bluetooth shoes. Because, Lord knows, we don't have enough things that are Bluetooth connected. Two more stories here, and this is where we get weird. So, I'm not going to pretend to tell you that this is what you have to believe or what you should believe. I encourage you to do your own investigation. Leave yourself open to the possibility that things in the world that we live in may not necessarily be what you see every single day. With that being said, there is a story coming out of Fox 43 in central Pennsylvania in Hanover in York County. This homeowner, Deanna Simpson, she's lived in this house for 7 years. They need to move, and you might be wondering why. They have got just an incredible amount of ghosts in their house, and they're saying, there's like five of them or more, but there are these demonic entities that do things. Now, here's the cool thing. I'm actually going to link this in the episode. Fox 43 went there with a camera crew And they're like, okay, well, let's just shoot. Let's shoot, see what happens. Let's do our story. Ha, ha, ha. It'll be a light kicker. The cameraman got scratched. And they're like, what the hell? And they actually brought out the guy's wrist, and you can actually see the mark. And they're like, okay, that's weird. And they're filming, and if you're familiar with the show Ghost Adventures, they talk about orbs, which are supposedly spirits traveling around. And their shots are full of them. There is one thing I'm skeptical about, where they have a camera, they're pointing it down the stairs, you do see some orbs, and then you see what looks like a black hand come through the frame. Now that, to me, looks like a camera strap. To me. So, take with that what you will. However, though, deer cameras, which are used by hunters, sometimes are used in ghost investigations. So she set up one of these in her basement, and she has this one picture of this shadow person. This is one's for you, Eric. That's like 7 feet tall, and it's a clearly defined person. And I don't know, just kind of reading about this is really, really interesting. So I'm actually going to put the link to this as well in the episode notes. And the cool thing is that this was visited by the Travel Channel on the show The Dead Files, which you can see the full episode on YouTube because they put it up there. So I haven't had a chance to watch the full episode yet. I'm actually going to probably after this episode. It's fascinating stuff. It's incredibly fascinating. And the fact that she's captured EVP, she's heard children laughing, dogs barking that aren't really there. That's weird, man. I've had a fair share of weird shit happen to me. In fact, if anybody's interested, I still have copies of my EVPs available. So if you want to hear some of the stuff that I've captured in a cemetery and at a house that I'm intimately familiar with, I don't want to tell you whose house it is because they might get pissy at me. But there's some stuff there that I cannot explain from my audio background. I truly cannot. So believe what you will. There it is, and there you have it. Final story. This one happened last week in Toronto on Saturday night, and it caused a crap ton of people to call the Toronto Police Services reporting a UFO. Woo! And these lights were spotted over North York, and they're in the sky. You can't quite tell what they are. Now, I've heard theories ranging from remote-controlled drones to kites for Ramadan, to laser pointers, to all sorts of everything. And Toronto Police Constable Greg Breister, I think that's how I pronounce his name, he believes it's a type of drone known as a quadcopter, which you can buy like most hobby shops with like a couple of lights stuck to it, which is interesting. But just the way that this thing is shot and how high it's there and just kind of hangs out, I would be inclined to believe something happened. And it's not like mass UFO sightings over big cities are unheard of. Gulf Breeze, the Battle of Los Angeles, for example, the ones over Washington in the 50s. And if you go searching for some of these things, you can find there are tons of mass UFO sightings across big cities. I think there are ones over Phoenix, though they tried to tell me that they were Air Force flares or something like that. I don't know, but the thing is, they talk about these lights hanging out for 25 minutes, and then these lights just kind of zip out, like, really super fast. So, I don't know. Then again, with people in the news talking about aliens recently, I mean, I think Bill Nye's come out on record recently saying, the search for life is going to end in about 25 years. We are not alone. And this is my personal opinion. Considering the size and scope of the universe, I think it's kind of ignorant to believe that we are alone. I mean, you're telling me in the entire whole of creation, across billions of galaxies in the observable universe, we are the only motherfuckers to invent lattes and rubber. You know, it blows me away that we can be that arrogant to think we are alone. We are not alone. Now, whether they're coming here and cutting us up is another thing, but there's no way we're alone. There's just no way. Statistically, it's impossible. I mean, we see all the weird crap that we find out in the universe weekly. Incredible stuff. Not possible that we're not alone. Like I said, whether they're coming to visit us and take our cows and implant us with weird shit, who knows? But hey, as Fox Mulder used to say, I want to believe. And with that, guys, that is the Nerd News Network for the week of August 2nd, 2014. Like I said, I will be doing these on Fridays from now on. I have a couple ones coming up. Next week is Fiddleville, where I live, so there'll likely be lots of drunk tards hanging out. Yay, fun! But hopefully I'll go outside, have a few barbecues, and have myself some sweet, sweet cider. I love it, because I can't stand beer. So anyway, guys, I hope you've had a fantastic time listening to the Nerd News Network as sort of your own version of Coast to Coast AM tonight. Once again, if you want to get involved with the show, feedback at thisweekingeek.net or 817-717-7202. I definitely want to hear from you. Also, before I forget, Last Exit to Ponyville comes back on Monday. I'll be working with Dr. Gonzo and Skyblaze from Nerds of the Third Power, a Channel Awesome podcast. We're going to be reviving the show with that, and we're going to be talking about BronyCon, which is happening right now. So yeah, that should be a lot of fun. I really hope people are having a fun there. And yeah, we'll just kind of see what happens with the show. Working on a new rad, I am going through The Last of Us Remastered right now. And I'm also just kind of playing other games for myself. I'm playing, finishing again Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noire. And then I'm going to break into the Dragon Age trilogy. So I figure if I'm not walking around doing stuff, I might as well be gaming. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard and have yourself a safe and happy civic holiday weekend if you happen to be up here in Canada.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't make it!
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face! And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.